mit Beis. Let us start again from the boy of the Reish Gelusa. Boy minei Reish Gelusa meirabe barafune. Hoyu ksuvim besam u besikra bekumis u bekankantum beloshen hakoidish. What if you have kisvei hakoidish that were not written bidyoy? But it was written in Loshon HaKodesh with different types of inks. Sam, Sikre, Kumis, Akankantum. Matzilin oison mipnei hadleike, oyein matzilin. Are you matzil this mipnei hadleike, oyein matzilin? And he explains the shaila. Tiboy leman diyomar ein matzilin. And we had before amachleikes, Rav Chizden, Rav Hune, Amachloikes Tanoim, by a dovol, Sholoi Nitten Likrois, the Zaman de Yomar, Ein Matzile, could be Hani Mili Heichi Dechsivi Targum, Ubechol Loshen. So there, it's a dovol, Sholoi Nitten Likrois, so there's Ein Matzile. Avol Hocha Dechsiv Beloshen HaKadosh, Matzile. But here, since it is written in Loshon HaKodesh, Matzilin. The Magen Shlomo wants to say, according to Rashi's Pshat, but let's just inject it into the Loshon HaGemara now, that the Tzad of the Gemara is, that what's the Maila of Loshon HaKodesh? Since it's Loshon HaKodesh, so it's Niten Likrois. Shtar Loshon is Lo Niten Likosev, Lo Niten Likrois. But Loshon HaKodesh, it is Nitin Likosev and Nitin Likreis. So Memele, it's Matzilin. Oidilme, Afilu, Leman, the Omer, Matzilin, Afilu, you hold Matzilin, could be I'm wrong. That Loshon HaKodesh is also Loi Nitin Likosev, Loi Nitin Likreis, because it's not written with Yoi. So then one would say, so it is similar to Beloshon Targum. That is also not Nitin Likosev and not Nitin Likreis, not Kapodim, there's a Machlekes. Eidilme afilu leman de yoma matzilin, afilu leman de yoma, afrizde, the tanda that holds matzilin, by dovish le Nitin Likosev, le Nitin Likreis, ani mili eiche dersivi vidyoi. That is davke if it's kosev vidyoi, the mekaye. Le maise, it will last. So then there's an inyan of matzilin. Avol hoche kiven deloy mekayim. Since this will not last too long, it is not dyoi. Loy, so there's no inyan of matzilin. It's very unclear what the svara of loy mekayim is. The Gemara said before the reason why matzilin, even though it's loy nitnu likreis, Mishum bezoyin kisvei hakodesh. Tak it's leinitin likosev, it's leinitin likreis, but it's still kisvei hakodesh. Vinish tvi, now we have kisvei hakodesh. So as matzilim mishum bezoyin kisvei hakodesh. Now the Gemara wants to say a svara, even though there's a din matzilim als bezoyin kisvei hakodesh. That's if it was written the Loshon Targum. But if it was written, Shaloi Bidyoi, so now we have here a new chesaron. What is this new chesaron? The chesaron is that it's not the loy mekayim. It won't last too long. So for some reason, there's no chesaron of bezoyim kisvei hakodesh. It's not too clear to understand why not. Unless the whole bezoyim is because it is getting destroyed. And if it's a ksav, the loy mekayim, so without the sreif, it also won't last too long. So that's not considered bezoyin kisvei hakodesh. Al kaponim, the way we said now, according to the way the Magen Shlomo says in Rashi, the shaila of the Gemara is, do we say, since it is written, beloshen hakodesh, so this is nitin likosei, even though it is not written bidyoi, or maybe no, this is not considered nitin likosev. It's not nitin likosev. And memelev, it's not nitin likosev, we don't even have the motivation of Bizoin Kisve Yakoidish Shinsis Loimekai. Om Aloy, so Rabbi Baravuna answered the Reish Galusa, Ein Matzile. I hear your Shaila, Fakert, and I'm telling you, according to everyone, Ein Matzile. It is not Nitin Likosei. It's not Nitin Likrois, and even the according to Rav Chisde that holds Matzilin, since it's Loi Mekayim, see it's Ein Matzilin. So the Reish Galusa was persistent. V'ho Rav Hamnune Tone Matzilin. Rav Hamnune said over Baraise, that is Matzilin. He says, Klor, that Kisvei HaKodesh that were written, Besama Besikre, is Matzilin. Omaloi, itanya, tanya. No, if there's a baraisa, you ask me my opinion. I hold ain't matzilin. But if you tell me there's a baraisa that holds matzilin, it's itanya, tanya. My tanya. Omaravashi, kedesanya. Ein bein svorim le megille. Elosha svorim nichtovim becholoshen. Umegille, achetaiksuva ashuris, ala seifer ubedyoi. So it seems as he's differentiating between Megillah and Shal Svarim, that Megillah has this halacha that it needs Diyoy, and Shal Svarim don't need Diyoy. So Lechere, so he's Peshit, he says there was one side of the Gemara, that since it's Nichtav Veloshen HaKadosh, it's Nitin Likosev and Nitin Likreis, so Memele, so he's Peshit, as I state in the Baraisa Taka, in the Baraisa state, that it's Nitin Likosev and Nitin Likreis. And the minute we establish this fact, so Mamela there, the din is Matzilin. Why isn't there a Svara of Loi Mekayim? I mean, we're saying, Alts the Svara of Bezoyin Kisvei Kodesh, Loi Mekayim takes off that Chesoron. There's no Chesoron of Bezoyin Kisvei Kodesh if it is Loi Mekayim. So why if it is Nitin Likreis, we are matzel, even though it's loy mekayim. So perhaps if it's nitin likreis, then there's another cheshbon involved. If it's nitin likreis, so every day that he could learn in it, it's a shot. So therefore, if it's nitin likreis, so therefore we have to be matzel it. If it's loy nitin likreis, then bezoyin kisvei kodesh, the bezoyin is it didn't last so long. So perhaps loy mekayim saivisai wouldn't last so long. But if it is nitin likreis, so then, if it is nit and likrei, so memela, then we have to be matzalit for the potential kriyas that one could make afterwards. Let us see Rashi. Hayu ksuvim, teire, neviyim, uksuvim. Teboi laman diyoma benichtovim bechol loshen matzilin, which is leinit and likosev, leinit and likrei, teboi laman diyoma ein matzilin. Teloi mekayim, Ein miskayim ki diyoy. Does not last as long as diyoy lasts. Rav Amnune tane matzilin. From the barais of Rav Amnune we see matzilin. Mai tanya, eiche tanya. Midekoma megile bidyoy. Uktoni dohu min hadvorim shebein svorim le megile. It seems this is one of the chilukim. Between svorim and megile, shma mino, shal svorim, Nichtovim besamo besikre, so it's nichtov besamo besikre. Let us see Tosfos. Hayu ksuvim besam ubesikre. Zok Tosfos mashme de pshita lei she'ein kairin behen. Now Tosfos says if he's clearing a shaila, so al kolchoch there's no tzad that kairin behen. If it's kairin behen, it's poshid yamash matzel. Mashme de pshita lei she'en kairin behem. De kairin behem pshita de matzila, ki de om alel. The Gemara said klar before that if it's kairin behem, yezich ha matzil. So memeile, so if he clears a shayla, so tais is loim shayla, according to both stodim of the shayla, it's ein kairin behem. And then he had a shayla, afal pikin, should I say, since it's the loshen ha-kodesh, you are matzil, or since it's leimikayim, you're not matzah. Because of Rashi, the besamoch mashme the pshita leilareish galuse gufei the kairim bam. Later, because he had a baraisa up his sleeve, he told them, I'm Matzilim. She says, I have a Baraisa. So he knew the Baraisa, the Reish Galusa. So the Reish Galusa knew the Baraisa, and the way Rashi says, Pshat the Baraisa, that the Baraisa holds that it's Nitin Likosev and Nitin Likreis. So Mamela, fact, the Rashba, the Besomuch, Mashba, the Pshitale, the Reish Galusa, Gufay, the Kayimba. The Kama Vosanya Matzilin. What is the Baraisa that holds Matzilin? Vahainu Ahu Baraisa de Maisi. Shasforim Nichtovim Becholoshin. Megillah Shedeksuva Shuris Ala Sefer Ubidyoi. Avoshar Sforim Nichtovim Shaloi Bidyoi. So Mamela, if he knew the Baraisa, so he knew Klor that it is Nitin Lichtov and Nitin Likreis. So what's the Shaila? Lefima sheforish besomach behach bereisa airei leinyan atzole. Taisvis learns that the bereisa is not telling us that it's nitain likreis. The bereisa is telling us that you're matzol. Osi shape uloilam ein kairin behem. So Taisvis will say the end of the Taisvis de Ramasl Megillah will tell us that the bereisa is only speaking about atzole. So Memela, so this Kasha faltar up. Says the Kasha, why did he clear a Shaila? If he knew the Baraisa that Nitin Likrois. So Taisa says the Baraisa does not say Nitin Likrois. What does the Baraisa says? Nitin Lahatzel. So the Achreinim ask, according to Taisa, it's also schwer. If he knew the Baraisa that Nitin Lahatzel, so was clouted doch the Shaila. Look how this is even worse than Rashi. Rashi, he knew that it's Nitin Likreis. So Taisa says, if Nitin Likreis, you shouldn't clear a Shaila. According to Taisa, he knew a Baraisa that says Nitin Lahatzel. So he knows Nitin Lahatzel, so he knows Klo the Halacha, so was verrekte. The Chayvetz Hashem, the Loshen Azov, they asked the San Taisa. Aval Hoche, Kiven de Loi Mekayim Loi. So here the Gemara had a tzad, that since it's loy mekayim, since these type of inks are not adover haniskayim, so there is a sfore, it's loy nitin lahatzel. Tektach toisvis, that is not true. Afal gab de beperik beis de gitten, kori lohu dover she miskayim. This is considered a ink that's miskayim. This not. One is permitted to write a get, bakel koisvim, besam, ubedyoi, ubesikre, ubekumis, ubekankanton, Uvechol davar shem iskayim. So you see, Klo, that all these inks fall into the category of a davar shem iskayim. And here the Gemara says there's a svara leinitin lahatzel because it's loy miskayim. Oimeri, that miskayim is relative. The hosam kori loy miskayim tfei mi mashkin umei peiris diktoni hosam besefer den kaisen ben. That means it is called miskayim lagabi mashkin and meipeyas. Aval ein miskayim in kemoi dyoi, but it does not have the lifespan of dyoi. That means it rubs out in an earlier zman. Aval koshalari. So what are you telling me? That dyoi lasts longer than the sam sikre. Aval koshalari, this nan beperik beis de soite, gabi megila soite, ein koisvin loy bekumis v'loy bekankantum. You're not permitted to write a megila soite with kumis and kankantum, even though you're permitted to write it with dyoi. What's wrong with kumis and kankantum? Shenema umocha. Because by the megila soite, you need a ksav that is passable to become erased. Ksav sheyochel limchoik. And kumis in kankantum, you can't erase it. Alme kumis vekankantum miskayim en yoysam idyoy. And here the Gemara says that it's not miskayim. Vayimari, deloy lom ein miskayim en kemo idyoy. The mice, it does not have the lifespan of idyoy. Ay, the Gemara says in Saita ven yochel limchoik. That means it is not susceptible to the water to be erased right away because it gets nivlan de klav. But the lifespan after the havlo beklav is much less than the lifespan of dyoy. Megile achetahei kesuve ashuris ala seifer ubijoy. So the Gemara brought down a Baraisa, that the Baraisa differentiates between Kisve HaKodesh and Megillah. Megillah has to be written b'dyoy, ala sefer, and Kisve HaKodesh do not need sefer, do not need dyoy. Mashme, the shar sforim, loiboy sefer dyoy. It's only, a Megillah needs sefer dyoy. Because the beperik amoitziyayin mashme, the sefer toire boy sefer. There's two halachas here. It says Megillah needs sefer, and Shas form don't need a sefer. So for Toisus, lechayr the Gemara by Toisus that a sefer toire needs a sefer. The sanya al aniyor va'al ametalis psula umuki la besefer toire. Vohu adin ala diftere. Diftere, which is a tnai in sefer, will also not be kosher, just like Nior and Metallus is puzzle, is Diftera also puzzle. Avo gav blei choshev blei linyim psul, I maybe not, maybe Diftera is kosher, because it only says Metallus and Nior is puzzle. Maybe Metallus and Nior is puzzle, not because of the chesaron of Seifa, because of a different reason. So Taisa says, no, that what it doesn't mention, Diftera, hachanami le choshev blei linyim kashret, doesn't mention that Diftera is kosher, the Ktoni, it is kosher, ala klav, diftere. Diftere is a klav, the kamiach umaliach v'loy ofetz. That there were three processes done with the oil. It was salted, it soaked in water with flour, but there was loy ofetz. Al koponim, so Taisvis wants to be medayik from this gemara, that a sefer teire needs klav because of the din sefer. Ba'oit nan b'mesech ha'seifrim, en kaisven lo yagabi diftere, ve lo yagabi niyo mochek. This made a diik from our Gemara, but here it says, klor mesech ha'seifrim, that you cannot write a sefer teire al gabi diftere, because, so it would seem, because a sefer teire has hilche sefer, and diftere is not called a sefer, need klav. Ba'oit, the third kashe, the megile psula a diftere, kedisnan perik beis de megillah, vechein megillah soite psula adiftere, kedama perik beis de soite, mishum de boi sefer, because you need a sefer, that's the reason it's possible. Vechol shkein sefer teire, de nikreis kama pa'omim sefer. Zavada gewiss, sefer teire, that is zicher called sefer, it should zicher be possible, diftere. You have to know the Mashosh told sich on the Seder of these kashas. If this is a kasha, so finish the Taisha should have started with this kasha. I mean, how could the whole reason Megillah needs a sefer, because it's called a sefer. A sefer tells about the Gemara, it's called a sefer. There's maybe a svore, the Loshon Azov wants to say it could be there's a svore. The Gemara says that a get does not have to be written on klav. Aye, it says, because of los sefer krisus. So the Gemara says, sefer means sfiras dvorim ba'alme. Sefer does not mean that the thing that it is written on has to have hilche sefer. Sefer krisus means a sfiras dvorim minyone krisus. And it says, because of ba sefer, the nicht of ba sefer, so then ba sefer means we're speaking about the sefer that it is written in, then it has to have hilche sefer. But the safe, Samazi it says safe, it could mean Sfiras Dvorim. So Mamela, so we have to understand what the third kash is Bechlal. But by the other things it says Taka Basefer. Here it doesn't say Basefer, it says safer. So safer could mean Sfiras Dvorim. Al Koponim, Taisvis has Rayas that a safer Torah needs also Hilche Safer. So here it says that the Pashtus Loshon of the Barais is saying that Megillah needs Sefer, and Sefer Torah does not need Sefer. So that's L'chayas Nishta Zay. Kasha number two, Udiyoy Nami Tzorich. A Sefer Torah needs Diyoy, Kedama Beperik Aboyne, Kosvo Shaloi Bidyoy. oy she kosav as kores bezov arei elo yignezu zadin gneze. So you see it is possible if it was not shalei b'dyayin. Here it says that you don't need d'yay. So it's shrekla. What is pshat in this barais? V'tiretz or Rav Yosef. The sefer teire vadei boi sefer d'yay. That zicher sefer teire needs a sefer and needs klaf and it needs d'yay. Ah, it says over here nitazoi. V'hocha airi davke b'shal svarim. The Gemara, we're not the way Rashi said, Hayuksuvim Teire Neviim Uksuvim, that the Gemara is clearing about a Sefer Teire also. No, a Sefer Teire is nothing what to talk about. A Sefer Teire zichen needs a Sefer and zichen needs Dioi. V'hoch ha'ayri davke b'shalsvo. Here we are speaking about shalsvo. Shalsvo don't need a Sefer and Dioi. Period. So Mamela, all the kashas are for emphat. But a Sefer Teire needs Dioi. And the Sefer. So now Taisa says a different kasha. If that is the case, so he's differentiating between Shal Svarim and Megillah. So he should mention Sefer Torah also. He should say Megillah and Sefer Torah need Sefer and Dioi. And Shal Svarim don't need Sefer and Dioi. Why didn't he mention Sefer Torah? V'hoda loiktoni ein bein Svarim l'Sefer Torah Megillah. Mishim de Sefer Torah nichtovim b'chol loshim lochi le'orib lo. Because he's saying three halachas. Megillah has to be ksuva, ashuris, ala sefer b'dyoi. Sefer Torah is in between. It's nichtav b'chol loshen. But you don't need sefer b'dyoi. And it's nichtav b'chol loshen, but you do need sefer b'dyoi. So al kaponim, it is not doimet to Megillah, it is not doimet to Shasvar. So therefore he didn't want to mention it. So al kaponim, so is faremfert. So our Gemara is clearing by Shal Sifrei Kodesh, besides Sefer Torah. The Gemara is poishet, the while that Shal Sifrei Kodesh is nitin likosiv and nitin likreis, because you don't need a Sefer and you don't need Dioi. Ba'akatei kosher l'ri. This nan bepeire kama de Megillah. The Mishnah says as follows. Ein bein svarim letvilin and mezuzas. Elo shasforim nichtovim b'chol loshen. Uporich b'gmore, usforim nichtovim b'chol loshen. Is that true? V'raminu, mikre shekosvoi targum. The targum, that means, if it should have been written b'loshen ha-kodesh. And he put targum there. Let's say, it should have said galed, and he wrote yigar sadusa. Or the v'targum shekosvoi mikre. It should have said yigar sadusa, he wrote galed. Ksav Ivri, ein name it Thomas, a yedai. It doesn't have a kedusha sa seif, a chichtibenu, b'ksav ashuris, ala seifer u bidyoi. So, kaponim, here it says, it's not nichtav b'chol loshen. And here it says that it is nichtav b'chol loshen. U meshani, kan b'sforim, kan b'megila. So the Gemara answers the first teretz. This mikre shekosvoi targum is not speaking about a sefer Torah. It is speaking about a Megillah. There are other Aramish Verta in the Megillah, and there are mikra dike Verta. So Memelo was speaking about a Megillah. Mikre shekosvoi targum, v'targum shekosvoi mikre, ksav ivri, eine metamas yedayim, ach rendem ksav ashur sar a sefer bidyoi. This is speaking about a Megillah. But all svarim, amutar b'shalosh. That is one teretz of the Gemara. The Rav Ashi Mishani, Kisanya hi bishar svarim. That is Takia, this that says that mikra shekosvei targum is no good. It's Takia speaking, not speaking about Megillah, it's speaking about shar svarim. The Rav Yehuda holds that according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, shar svarim are not even nichtav b'yavonis. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that Sefer Torah is nichtav b'yavonis only, and Rav Yehuda says according to Shimon Gamliel, Shal Svarim is only nichtav b'lshayna. So we are speaking about Shal Svarim. So by Shal Svarim we have this halacha that mikra shekosvei targum, pardon shekosvei ivri is no good, and you need also Sefer Adyoy. Alme v'Shal Svarim. Nami boy Rav Yehuda Sefer Adyoy. So you have here an offer in the Gemara, in Megillah, according to Rav Ashi, that Shal Svarim need Sefer Udyoy. Vuhu Adin L'Rabbonon. So Taisha says, Afilu the Rabbonon that hold that Shal Svarim Anichtavu B'chol Loshin, but L'Chayre, this halacha that Rabbi Yehuda says, that it's Nichtav Sefer Udyoy, L'Chayre, there's no difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonon. L'Ay Ashken the Pligi Rabbonon Alei Elo B'Ksav Ashuris. The whole machlokes is, if it's Ksav Ashuris or other Lashainis are also good. Ava b'seifah b'dyoyle ashkan the pligi. So b'kitzah, what did Taisvis find? Taisvis found a Gebore Megillah that Rabashi said that you need, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Huadin according to Rabboni, you need seifah b'dyoy. And here we have a Gemara that says that Shal Svarim al Kaponim, we don't need seifah b'dyoy. Boit kosher. The Shavik Ravashi Hosom Shinu Yekame. This is Ravashi's teretz. The first teretz was that this Bereisa that says Mikra Shekosvei Targum and Yitzayfer Odioi is speaking about Megillah. Ravashi didn't say this teretz. Boit kosher. The Shavik Ravashi Hosom Shinu Yekame the Mukilah be Megillah. L'chayretz Amoyredike teretz Umesayelei Bereisa Dohoche Diktoni Vedi the Megillah Boishtek Suvashuris Veseifer Odioi Ravashi Gupe Maisa Lohoche. Ravashi had a baraisa. Ah, Ravashi brought down a baraisa. That said, the Megillah has to be Ksavashuris, Besefer, Bidyoi. So why didn't he say Pshadav Shatnyan a baraisa? Why didn't he say the first teretz of the Gemara? So because of these kashes, Venireleri, so Taisi says now a new pshat in this baraisa, not the way Rashi learns. The Davke Leinyan Atzole Misnaya Ach baraisa. This baraisa is not speaking about Hilchas Ksive. The Bereis is speaking about Hilchis Hatzol. The Ein Bein Sforim LeMegillah. Elo Shasforim Nichtovim B'chol Loshen. Vafilu B'loi Sefer Udyoi Chashivu LeInyan. The Matzila Noisim Ibnei Adleikim. Not the Bereis is telling us how to write Sifrei Kodesh. To write Sifrei Kodesh, you need a Sefer Udyoi. Now the Bereis is telling us, Le'inyin de Matzilin oisoi mipnei adleike. That your Matzilin mipnei adleike, af al gav de loi chozu lekriye, even though it is not chozu lekriye. Mishum diyesh behu askores. You are Matzil, why are you Matzil? Because there are askores in the Kisvei HaKodesh. Avo b'megile ein matzile. A megile you're not matzil. Elim kein ruye lekriye. She takes of Ashuris ala seifa b'dyoy. Lefi she'ein bo hasko. So Taisvis learns pshat in the baraisa. So let us just see how the loshon of the Gemara stims. He's told them he has a baraisa matzile. What is the baraisa matzile? Mai tanya omar rabashi kedesanya. Ein ben svarim l'megile. Legabi Hatzole, Elosh Asforim, Nichtovim Becholoshen, without Sefer and Yoy, and Yamatzel then. Megillah Shdeksuva Ashuris Allah Sefer Ubidyoy, and Taisha says that the Lomdus is, even though both of them is Loinitnu Likose, both of them is Loinitnu Likreis, because you, Abaf Alpikain, here Yamatzel, Alstas Koris. And here, in the Megillah, you're not matzil because there are no askores. So in order that there should be a din matzilin by Megillah, you have to have a kosher and Megillah. L'chayre Taisvis is very shver. Because it says in the Baraisim, Ein bein sforim l'megillah, shasforim nechtovim b'chol loshin. And Taisvis is saying that the reason there's a din hatzoleh because of the Haskoris. So we're speaking about a Sefer that was Nichtav B'chol Roshin, not al a Sefer Ubidyoy, and there's a Din Atzole because of the Haskoris. The Shach in Yeredeye, Simen Kuf Ayin Tes, Siv Kotn Yud Aleph, Hem B'loshin Kodesh U'Shem, Ava B'loshin Chol, Einay Shem Klal, Vago atzmacho damuta limcha yishem shenichtav b'loshen chayil, kagoyin got b'loshen ashkenaz.
So the Shach holds la aloche Hashem that's nichtav, not beloshen HaKodesh, it's mutter to be moichik. So how could we say that this it's nitin la hatziloi because of the haskores if it was nichtav b'chol loshen? One ha'ore. And the second ha'ore, Taisvis is saying that the whole time it's nitin la hatziloi is because of the haskores. And before and the kuftes vavam et aleph, the whole reason Rav Chisda gave that matzilim if they had leike is because of bizoyin kisvei kodesh. No one mentioned haskores, and now there's a psanu inyan als haskores. I saw the Gram Horovitz is a little ma'orer a few of these ha'ores. Lamaise he's chilek on Taisvis. He says a beautiful pshat in the Gemara. I don't know how Taisvis learned pshat. The Reish Galus is the shayla from Rabbi Bar Avune. And Rabbi Bar Avune held like his father, like Avune, that nichtav b'chol loshen, you're not matzel, als bezoyin kisvei kodesh. Now he asked him a shayla, if it's nichtav shaloi b'seifa, is there din ha'atzola? That was the shayla. And he told them, personally, I hold ein matzilin. It's lenitin likreis. I don't hold of bezoyin kisvei kodesh. So therefore, I hold ein matzilin. So he told them there's a baraisa that says matzilin. Now, this baraisa, the Gram Horovitz wants to say as follows. The pshat in the baraisa is, ein bein sforum lemegila, asha sforum nechtovim b'chol loshin. This is in order to be nitten likreis, it's nichta b'chalosh. U megile atche te ksuva ashuris. And megile has to be ksuva ba'ashuris. And this is speaking about hilches ksivas svarim and hilches ksivas megile. This is b'chaloshin, and this is dafke b'ksav ashuris. Then, that was the barais is misayim. Ala Sefer Obidyoi, this is talking about Dinei Hatzola. And Dinei Hatzola, in order to be another Chumre that Megillah has over Sifrei Kodesh, that Megillah you're only Matzel if it's Ala Sefer Obidyoi. It's not enough Ksavashu, it's in the Ala Sefer Obidyoi. And, because like this is Lenitin Likreis, and Lenitin Likreis, you're not Matzel. According to Rav Huna, this baraisa is like Rav Huna that nekude. But svarim are nitin lahatzel, even though it's not nitin likreis. You don't need sefer adyoi because of the askore shabai. But here we're speaking about if it was written beloshen akedish, was written ksav ashuris b'svarim. So that's the difference between svarim, even though it's not nitin likreis. And Rav Huna held, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna held that since it's Leinit Nelikrish, there's no din of Bezoin Kisvei Kodesh, and you're not Matzel. And the Baraisa says that you are Matzel als the Haskores. Hashem came by Megillah, since it's Leinit Nelikrish, we don't hold of Bezoin Kisvei Kodesh. We pass on like Rav Huna, that's why ain't Matzilim. So Taisvis weiter. Bimtaima im kein tikshim im reise da hoche da amale el kol heiged le nit no likreis behen ein matzile. It means that's what Rav Huna held, and here the reise says klar you are matzel bishlam da masik leo tanoi it's a machlekes tanoi. Zog te gemore weiter boi minei Rav Huna bacholov mi Rav Nachman sefer teure she'ein bei lelakeit shmoinem b'chomesh oisiyes. A Sefer Torah that there are not 85 Oisiyas, going Parshas Vayihi ben Soya Orin. I mean, Parshas Vayihi ben Soya Orin has 85 Oisiyas. And here I have a Sefer Torah that does not have 85 Oisiyas. Matzilin Oisam ibne Adleike oi ein Matzilin. Are we Matzil or are we not Matzil? Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Bacholov Shemoda, Pehe Oisius, Zeushir Lesefer Teure Shenimchak, Oibolo, Lies Aimed Bikdushos. We hear the Sefer Teure that was written Bikdushe. And there's still left over, even though many Oisius were Nimchak, but there's still left over Pehe Oisius. So then it still has Kedusha Sefer Teure, Lechay Legabi, all dinim that Kedusha Sefer Teure demands. That's Kedusha Sefer Teure. Then Pashas Viben Soyorin, Shu Sefer La'atzma Kedalakama, V'yesh Papeya Yoysius. Now the Shaila was, Lelakeit, Shinis Eres Kan Teva, Obamokimacha Teva. We'll come back to this Rashi, where Rashi mentioned that there are words left over, not only Yoysius. Maulatzilo, can you be matzil? So lechera, what is the shaila from the Gemara? He says the Gemara shaila is ain lachanami lekabi kedusha sefer Torah. In order that the kedusha should remain, you need taka pei heyoisies. Here we have less than pei heyoisies, but could be legabi the halacha of matzilim. We are still matzil since it's once had kedusha sefer Torah, so it could be we are matzil. Fragt die Gemorre, Om alei, wird die Beulach Pashas, wie bin so ihr Ohren gufe, spieke ich der Chosa. So, klar, the Pashas, wie bin so ihr, is a Chumish, that has Pei Eiosius, so klar, a Scheile, if what'll be, if they'll be missing an Eis, they'll be Pei Dalad Eiosius, and Pashas, wie bin so ihr, so that is your Scheile. It doesn't have Kedusha Sefer Teire, is there a Din Matzilem? So the Gemara answers, Pashas v'ibin soya leikam iboili. Pashas v'ibin soya, I don't have a shaila. If it's matzilim. Dik even this by haskores, since there, if it's only missing one ois or two, and there's haskores, aval gavdeles b'shmoyne v'cham ishoish yesh matzilim. We're matzil als taskores. Ki kam iboili, sefer teure, she'ein boi lelakeit ma'in. A Sefer Torah that doesn't have any haskoris left over. Is there, are you matzel, yes or no? Gavuche, hear what it says, als the haskoris, we're matzel, we had mentioned before, and ha'orem, it says by Sidurim, Brochis, that aloinitin likosev, you're not matzel even though there's haskoris there. Hein vaskereseyim, ala nisrofim bekaim hein vaskereseyim. So then in the Chedushi Aran speaks out that there bechlal there was no right for it to be written. That means that it's teirish about peh, which one is not permitted to write. So since the haskos had no right to be written, so there you're not matzel because of the haskos. But over here, if you have haskores, so memele, here you're matzel al staskores. Omalei, so he answered him, ein matzilim. Since it doesn't have Kedusha's Sefer Torah anymore, because there's less than Pei Hei Oisi, it says ein matzilim. Let us see Rashi. Tiboyloch lepashas v'ben soyor in gufe shenichtavo levado. That alone, that was a parsha of v'ben soyor, v'chos ro'is mar latzilo. So he said, that's no shaila. So Lamaisi Paskin, if it doesn't have Kedusha Sefer Torah, there's no dinatzol. Eisvei, we learned Targum Shekosvei Mikro. That means there was a word in the Torah that should have been written Beloshen Targum. And it was written Beloshen Mikro. Let's say Yigar Sahadusa was written Galay. Or a mikra shekosvei targum, which should have said galed. It said yigar sadusa uksav ivris. Or the sefer Torah was written uksav ivris matzilin mipnei hadleik. So here the chiddush is, even though it was not written properly, afal pike matzilin mipnei hadleik ve'ein tzorich leimar targum shebeezre. A targum that was written properly. Targum shebetoyre, mind you. Yigar sahadusa. So now, it says in the Baraisa that if you have in a Sefer Torah, a Targum which is written properly, you're matzel out this Targum. That's Ein Tzorich Leima. Now, it would seem that that's all what you have in the Sefer Torah. You only have Yigar Sa'adusa. So you have two words. And your matzel, these two words, that's this Ein Tzorich Leima. So you see klar that there's a din hatzolem, even on two words, you do not need pei hei oisiyes. Va'af amayin yigar sadusa, va'af agar deles bo shmeinu b'chomish oisiyes. So the Gemara answers, kisanya hi lahashlem. This is speaking about that, no, it's speaking about yizichan yit pei hei oisiyes. Now we're speaking about that without the Yigar Sahadusa, you wouldn't have Pei Hei Oisiyas. And now the Yigar Sahadusa is Mashlam the Pei Hei Oisiyas. So the Chiddush is that even though the Hashlame of the Pei Hei Oisiyas is with Divrei Targum, Afal Pikein, it's Mashlam, and now there's a Din Hatzolah. And L'chayre, there's a bigger Chiddush in the Reisha, Mikra Shekosvei Targum, that means it should have been written Galeit, and it was written Yigar Sadusa, because it was written incorrectly, there are more Oisiyas here, and now this is Mashlam Tepehei Oisiyas, Vafalpike and your Matzel. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Targum Shabbatayre, Yigar Sadusa, שבנביאים כגוין כדנוע תאמרון להם. שכוספי מקרא. כסב איז עבריס, אישי איז גדוי לסיין, בין דיימו לכסב אשוריס, אף הביק שכסובים בלושן הקודש, אלו שכוסב הו אישי איז משונס. ואין צורך להם את תרגום שבעזרה ושבניהו שבתוירה, שכוספי תרגום כל חוסר. So the Gemara held that he had only had written the Targum words, or there's only left over the Targum words. It means everything was Nimchak. There was only left over proper Targum words. So Ma'a said, no, Lahashlem, Im hoya boy kadeh lelakeit, the Targum zum ashlimay mitztarev umatzilen bishvilay. So the Gemara weiter, Iboilu hani shmoinim v'chomish oishiyis mechunosais oi mefuzoris. So the Gemara and the Havamina understood now are the Chomesh, Shmoyne v'Chomesh Oisiyas, are they all together? That means that they're all together. You have one line or two lines of words and Oisiyas, and the rest is Nimchak. Then it has the Kedusha. Oy mefuzoris, or it is spread out. So you don't have any, you only have Oisiyas without any connection between one and the other. Ravuna Amar Mechunasis. Ravuna says Mechunasis. The Gemara understood Mechunasis means that the Pehei Oisiyas are together. We have sentences, complete sentences with words. Rav Chisda Amar Afilu Mechuzaris. Meisvei. We learned about Reise, Sefer Teire Shebolo. In yesh boi lelakeit shmoinem v'chomish oisiyeks, kegoin parshis vayhi ben soya ha'orem, matzile, v'im lav ein matzile. So here it says klo, in yesh boi lelakeit, so it seems you do not need, it should be mechonoseis, you're being melakeit oisiyes. T'yufte da rafune. So it's a kasha rafune, rafune said you need mechonoseis. T'yugma rav chizda, alive da rafune b'teves. So rav chizda said, That what Afuna said, you need mechunasa, it's not that you have to have, that all the pehei oisiyas have to be together in complete sentences. No, you need al kaponim, that the pehei oisiyas have to make words. And if you have complete words, and they add up to pehei oisiyas, then we are matzah. Let us see Rashi, Zot Rashi, Tiyufte d'Afuna, the mitani lelakeit mechlal the mefuzaris nino. The tevis hadikani lelakeit the mash mefuzaris. Loi lelakeit ois va ois levat. El lelakeit tevis shleima teva kan at pei oishis. Vichipal gina on the machlokes rav hune. And Rav Chisda is ba'oisiyos hamafuzaris.
And you'll count the oisiyos of these teva shleimis, and they'll add on to pay hay. So mamela, that's sufficient. It's according to Rav Chisda, you don't need teva shleimis. As long as you have oisiyos mefuzaris, that's also sufficient. But according to Rav Huna, you need pay hay oisiyos hanimtsois b'teivos shleimis.
Rashba asks, before the Klal V'Shaila, Rav Huna Bachol of Klal V'Shaila, if you have less than pay hay oisiyos, if it's matzilin. So, l'chad is an often a baraisa. The baraisa says klo. So what's the shaila? So the Rashba wants to say that Be'emerson, he didn't know if this is a Eiskahalt in the Baraisa, because he was aware of another Baraisa. The other Baraisa says that Ve'ein tzarech leimer targum shebetoire, that your matzah, and he understood targum shebetoire means that is only left over in the Sefer Torah. So we see klo that you don't need pay hay oisiyos. So that's why, even though he was aware of our baraisa, so he thought maybe it's not oiskahalt in the second baraisa because of this first baraisa. The Chodesh Aviv wants to say that's why when Rashi says lelaket shnisheres kan teva b'mokim acha teva. When he cleared the shayla, so Rashi says that there were teves. So why does Rashi say this? So the Chiddush Aviv wants to say that Rashi wants to fend for this kasha. He was aware of this baraisa. You need pay hay oisiyos. That is dafke. If you have pay hay oisiyos mefazoris lagamri, so then you need dafke pay hay. But he held, maybe if you have teves, afilu, less than pay oisiyos will be, pay hay oisiyos will be sufficient. Meisvei, sefer Torah shabolo, em yesh bo kedei lelakit, zog teisvei, hashta mashme, the miloshen lelakit kaporis, the mashme afilu mefuzoris. V'teime, im keina mai kaboi mikore mukhunosais, oi afilu mefuzoris. Pshite da afilu mefuzoris, mi da boi rafuna sefer Torah shein bo lelakit, mashmo yesh bo lelakit matzilin af al pi shein mefuzoris. The Tosfos Arosh explains Tosfos Kashas as follows. That means when the iboyilu hani shmoinim v'chamish oisiyos. Now where did they go? We're going on something. Hani shmoinim v'chamish oisiyos. These shmoinim v'chamish oisiyos we had mentioned till now. Do they have to be mechanasos and mefuzaris? So where, from who did we hear shmoinim v'chamish oisiyos? The only one we heard this from was from Rav Huna Bar Cholov. He was the one that mentioned this lashon of Shmaini B'chamish Oisiyos, and he said a lashon she'ain boy lilakeit. So va'afal pikein, Rav Huna said on the lashon of Rav Huna Bar Cholov that even though it says lilakeit, it means mechunaseis. So what is pshat? So mechunaseis stems with lilakeit. So what did the Gemara see more in the Baraisa than in the Lashon of Rav Huna Bar Cholov? And so Al Kocher, he have to say that Mechunoseis means Teves. So I say, what's the Kasha from the Baraisa?
Tanu Rabo, Vayehi bin Tzoya Ha'orein Vayoymer Moshe. Parsha zu also lo akadosh baruch hu simonios milamayla lamata. So the simonios, the Marsha says that these are nunin hafuchos. The Rashi also lo simonios milamayla milamata, the beginning of the parsha, the end of the parsha, lahavdila min asmuchos lo milamayla lamata betchila b'sayfi bin seor loyma she'ein ze mekayma. So what is the Indian of the Simonius? To tell us that this parasha really does not belong in Bahaloisha. She'ein ze mikoima. It doesn't fit in. She'ein avuya lekan. the lav bahalichais masois mishtoi le'el minei. Vayhi ben soya ha'orein is speaking about how the masois were. We're not speaking now about the seder of the masois. Ala b'dgoli moysa duya likosev b'parshas b'midbar sinai. Then, b'midbar, we speak about the d'golim, the oifer of the nesiye. So there it should have said, vayhi ben soya ha'orein. So it's shalai ben kaima. Rabbi Yoima loy min Hashem, who said, that is not the reason of the simonius. According to the Tanakhama, the reason of the simonius is that we're being misamen, this does not belong here, it belongs someplace else. Rabbi Yoima loy min Hashem, who said, al mivnei shasefer choshevu b'fnei atzmai, to show that this is a bazundere chumish, so memele, so that's why we have the simonius. Keman ozlo, Ho da Omar Rab Shmuel bar Machmeini Omar Rab Yainesen. Chotz v'amudeo shiva eilu shiva sifrei teire. Keman ke Rebbe. So Rebbe holds that what? It's a sefer choshev b'fnei atzmoi. So comes on by midbar, there are three sforim. Till by Ibn Tzoye, and after Ibn Tzoye, so there's three sforim in Vayikra. And by midbar, so all together there are seven chumashim. Man tane de poligalei de Rebbe, who is chaylik an Rebbe, that all does not a bazundere sefer. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. When Rab Shimon ben Gamliel holds, according to that's the first tane, he holds she ein ze mekayim. The sign ye Rab Shimon ben Gamliel oima, asida parsha zu she teyoker mikam. Eventually, this parsha will go back to Bamidbo. The tikosayv bimkayimah. Veloma kosva kam. In order to mavsik between the two peronius. Peronius nie mahi vayom kimisainim. Peronius rishaine vayisu mehar Hashem. Omar Rav Chome v'Rav Chanine shesoru me'achay Hashem. So it is here now to be mavsik between the two peronius. The Heichon Mekoima, where does it really belong? Amar Rabashi with the Golem. Al Kaponim, we have here Amachloikis, the reason of the Simonias, if the reason of the Simonias are Bilahapsik ben Peronius le Peronius, or the reason of the Simonias is that Sasefer Choshev b'fnei atzmoi. The Marsho wants to explain why, according to these both Pshotim, the Simonias are with Anun Hafucha. According to the Man D'Yoma, that Rav Shimon Gamliel, that it is lahapsik bein peronius leperonius. So the lashon, the ois nun is moira an nefila. The Gemara says in Broches, why isn't there a nun in Ashrei? Because it's nafal. Well, a nun is moira an nefila. Nafal leisaysef kumsulas Yisrael. Nun is moira an nefila. So memele, so therefore there was an afila, there was a yirida by Klal Yisrael, two peronius. But it's a fuche to tell us, Seimech Hashem l'chol ha'neiflim, that will be eventually in this hapach. This nefila will have an aliyah. According to the other man, the Yoma, that holds that, according to Rebbe, that it's a sefer choshev b'fnei atzmoi, so the Marsha says, wants to tell us, even though this is the smallest chumish, from the seven chumashim, there's kolul in this chumash nun sharei bina. There's a lot kolul injected into this small chumash of tupsukim, and the male is nun sharei bina, and it's hafuch to show that a person can be masig it. For my shabbeinu is only masig mem tes. Let us see Rashi. Loi min Hashem uze, loi ze Hashem shel taimei asimonis. The mekoyim ahu. This is the right place. The parashas u betchilis masa. We're speaking about, the parashas b'amidbot speaking about, theoretically, how the seder ha-masoi should be. But here it's speaking about lemais of Yitzhak HaVegishtol, shenosu mehar sinai, the ayri le'elmine. Because before it says, כדכתיב לאל נביא בשנה השנית, בחודש השני, בעשרים בחודש, נעלה האונון, ממילא, and then they started moving. Zayin Sifrei Teure, the Parsha Zu Seifel Atzmai, Nimtzo Shalamaylo Seifel Atzmai, Shalamato Seifel Atzmai, Yishoyil V'zem Mekoyma, Nimtzo Seifel, V'yedaber Nechlekel Gimel Sforim. So this is the Sficha Moshe Men Seifel Bamidbo. Asida Parsha Zu, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, La'osit, she called Aperonios B'teilim, Lo Yidagu L'Peronios, the Yeter Hore bottle, so then it'll be Chayzer Limkoima. He says, now calls man that there's a Yeter Hore, so this Parsha was injected Lahapsik Bein Peronius Leperonius, but eventually, so this is Shalai Bim Kaima, but eventually it'll go back to the Mekoima. What is the first Peronius? It says, Ma'acha Yashem, V'soich gimul yomim lemasom hisavu asafsof taivo l'Yisrayim al aboso kedei limroid ba'kodesh boch. Rashi is a very interesting pshat. Taisus is chaylik on Rashi. That the Peronis HaRishoyne, if you look in Chumash, first you have the Mesoyninim, and then you have asafsof shabikiboy hisavu taivo. That's the Seinan Chumash. And the Gemara says, according to the Gemara says, what's the Peroni Yishniye? Vayiyom kimisayinim. So the Peroni Yishrishayne is that which is written later, Hasavso vashabikiba yisavu taiva. So Mamela, that was before, and the Torah wrote it later, or maybe later was the Gemar. Al Koponim, the Hisavu taiva. L'Yisrayim al abosak te'limroid ba'kadosh Baruch Hu, the garden of this Meride was already before the Mesoyninim. Then it came up a Peil Mesoyninim, and then it came up a Peil Isavsuf. But al Koponim, the Isavsuf already was Vayisu Mehar Hashem, Shesoru Me'achay Hashem. That's how Rashi learns Pshat. That's what Chazal are. Darshan Vayisu Mahar Hashem. Why can you learn Kepshutai Shesoru Me'achay Hashem? So the Maharsha explains because Har Sinai was never called Har Hashem. Har Hashem was called the Mokim HaMikdosh. Har Sinai is called Har Elokim, Har Chayrev, Har Sinai, but not Har Hashem. So Memela they never were by Har Hashem. So therefore Chazal Darshan Mehar is a Loshan Me'achay Hashem. Already there was maschil the hisavu type. Zok taisus peronius rishayna vayisu. Omer Rab Chanina shesoru me'achay Hashem perish bekuntres shemeoz iskilo lishel bosom. Vaymeridei nivelekein poshut in the seder of the chumish that's absent happened later. Ela poroni yisri shoyne kidiyoma bemedrish. Vayisu shenosu mahar sinai derech shloishes yomim. Kitinik hayoitze mi beis ha-sefer. Shebereach loy vahoylech loy. Kach oyu boichim mehar sinai derech shloishes yomim. When they left har sinai, they went to psazay mit azrizes, with abriche. Tach me others bring down aloshin shahochu besimche. They went b'simcha. So Yael asks a shayla. He says, sure they should go b'simcha. He says, the Rabbi Yisrael told them to go. No, if there's Hashem b'simcha. And what's happened with the Eden? The Rabbi Yisrael told them to go. There's a mitzvah, but they should stay there. There's a going. No, maybe she's looking at that gate, that we gain b'simcha. I don't understand the kasha so much, because the Rabbi Yisrael knew what the simcha was about. They were happy that they left Har Sinai. Let's see, Lofi Shalom Dahar Beit Teirah B'Sinai. So Memela, they were happy. It was a very long Zman. And finally, they got a Bein HaZmanim already. Is Kigangin. Al Koponim, Abar, the Rebbein Shalom knew what the Simcha was about. But he says a different Torah. He says something very interesting. He says that we find by the business Hayam, by Yasiyim. So Rashi says, Bal Kolchom. There was a mitzvah of Bizes Hayom, and after Moshe Rabbeinu told them to Nashen Gei Baita, the Geit Nish, Vayasiyim Bal Kocha. So Pshatav is its Kishmak, Oisik B'mitzvah Potem in a mitzvah.
And all of a sudden, now they did tshuva ready. Oh, now, doshe tevish de vayisa. Oh, the gain shay. So, it's not that they gestimmt. So, weiss the chois that, that was the paronius arishayne. The enthusiasm to leave Har Sinai, shalom doshom har beit teire, that was the paronius arishayne. I once thought that, the Goyin says in Mishlei, and the Pasuk, we find something very interesting. That, I'm assigning him, and then all of a sudden, it says, Vasavsa Vashabekir Bayesavu Taive, and Boichem Lemishpachoysam, Vosarashi says, Aliske Aroyes. All of a sudden, they were very unhappy. Like, Iske Aroyes is Tamazayapella. Now they were, the halachis of Aroyes Lachaira were Nesar before. They found that the Arayis was. Everything was going good. All of a sudden now they wake up. Boichim. And Boichim, let us understand this. We're not speaking about a 2-year-old. We're speaking about we're speaking about mature people. Boichim is they were so emotional they couldn't control themselves. Boichim lemishpachoisim aliskei Arayis. What happened all of a sudden now? But the Goyin says in Mishlei, and the Pasuk, L'tayva yevakesh nifrod, so the Goyin says, Pshat, Mishen nifrod min ha-teire hu yevakesh tayva. It seems that a person has a natural instinct to tayvas, but a person who is dovuk mit l'teire, that person, the Rambam and Seif Hilchus Yisuri Biyo also, that afket tayvas ha-shoire l'leif ha-poni min ha-chochme. Mishen nivchot min ha-teire, by him is yevakesh taive. So Kozman, they were on the base of Seifers, and nothing bothered them. They didn't have basar, the darayis, or buskeitzion, they were in a different dalge. But the minute that they were bereach mi base of Seifer, so they were nivchot min ha-teire. Nivchot min ha-teire, the Marshal Daka Baftarain Avot, Vayisim Yar Hashem Derech Shloish Shomim, who was a chazok of 3 days not learning. It was his chasku bevitl teire take. That was the matzev. So that was nifrod min ha-teire. So Memele, so that brought about, that was the first peronius, and that brought about the shpetadik peronius of the Mesoinenim and the Basavsuf. The Meredik evolved from the Dubna Magid. Later they called the Mokim Kivreis HaTaive. So the Dubna Magid, yes, they should have called it Kivreis HaMesavim. Kisham, they buried the Mesavim over there. So they're not, those people were buried. So the Dubna Magid said they realized they're Mduchkefahun, they've Bagrom the Taive, that's what's called Kivre. When the Mesavim were buried, They realized the mistake that they had made, so they were mekabel the taiva also. Zok the Gemara vayta. Iboyilu ha gilyonim shel sefer Torah. The gilyonim of sefer Torah. So gilyonim means the blank spaces of a sefer Torah. Matzilin oison mipnei hadleike, oy ein matzilin oison mipnei hadleike. The blank spaces. Let us see Rashi. Hal gilyonim klofim chalokim. The blank cloth. A kesalke daita hashte, the becholts dodim, sheyir chalokim kami boilei. Wherever it is blank, and for whatever reason it is blank. Kagain cholok shalamailo, vishalamato, vishenim chakosvoi venasa cholok. Wherever it is blank. Is matzilim in the mnei hadleik? That is the shaila. Oy ein matzilim noisam if mnei hadleik. Toshma sefer teire shebolo im yesh boi lelakeit shmoinen v'chomesh oisiyot kigayim parshes vayhi ben soya orin matzilim v'im lav ein matzilim. If not, is ein matzilim. Frag die Gemorre, wa mai tepik loi mishum gilyon didei. And for the Gemorre, bolo shani. So Rashi says, bolo shani, the kivin she bolo, he says, the whole thing is bolo, af ha gilyon bottle. So the whole thing is not disintegrated. This bolos is different. Bolo, the klaf is bolo. So by bolo, there's no shayla. Bolo shami. Zok the gemara vayta. Toshima sefer toyre shenimchak. Here you have nimchak. Yesh by the lakech mine of the Homish, I see his gigain parishes by even Sayor in Matzilin. Beam lav ain Matzilin. It's not Bolo. A my tapic lay Mishum Gillian the day. So the Gemara says, Mokemaksav, like me boily. The Mokemaksav, that the Gemara before was under the impression that the Mokim Aksav that became Cholok is Aloch of Gilyan. He says, no, Mokim Aksav loikim iboili. The Chi Kodosh, the whole Kedusha was Agav Ksavu the Kodosh. The Ksav was Mekadosh this Mokim. Ozul Ksav, Ozul Loh Kedush Ose. So the minute the Ksav becomes Nimchak, so the Kedusha that came about through the Oisius also becomes both. Kika mi boili, my whole shaila is, shel mailo, v'shel mato, shebein parsha le parsha, shebein daf le daf, shebetchilas ha-seifa, shebeseif ha-seifa. So memele, that is my shaila. But the mokim aksav is no shaila whatsoever. Let us see Rashi. V'teipik lei, mishum gilyan didei, the Gemara learned the Ainu Kolas Akolas Sefer Torah. Why do you have to be Malakit Shem Pehei Oisiyos? The whole thing is Gilyan. It says Mokem Aksav Shanim Chaklo Me Boili. The Vaday Migragora. The Chikodish Meikore. The Kedusha that was Nitvas Anet Meikore. Lav L'Shem Gilyan Cholot Kodish. The Kedusha was not Arz Gilyan Cholot. Ela Daita Diksav. It says since that was the Sibbe of the Kedusha, v'kiven doza leksav, poka mikdushosa. Shel mailo umato, de mitchile, l'shem chola kodesh. There the Kedusha sagulian was l'chatchile, it will remain chola. V'hashnik shenim chaksav ha-seifa, nami chola ku. So mele, that I had clear a shayla. But the mokeim of the ksav is zichano shayla. Frank the Gemara, v'teipik leim yishumahu. Good, ain't a chanami. About the lamailo and the lamato. So that's your shaila. So why aren't you matzel because of the lamailo and the lamato? So the Gemara says the guy is vishod. Let us see Rashi. Hochi garsinin v'teipik leim yishumahu. The guy is vishod. Hochi perushi. The tapir laid ava gav the ain boy kadela lakit pay a yoisis. Havle le misni bebraise matzilin. Mishumahu revach shal mailo mato. Elo lap shoit minei the ain matzilin. And for the gemore, mishani de gaius veshodi, shenechtechu hagil yoinim, polo inishtaya boy elo moke maksav. So memele, so this aces, this baraisa that says, sefer shenimchak, in order to be matzel, you need a likot of pei oisiyos. This is speaking about that you cut off the guyoines lamailo lamat. The Rajman, the Ritva Eska Kashe, fine. That was cut off. But there's still cholok. There's cholok between the oisiyos. There's cholok between the shuras. He didn't cut that off. He would cut all that. You have oisiyos perchas baber. Oisiyos, you wouldn't have tzalkocha, there's other cholok. So why can't you... So be poishit that you can't be matzel the cholok. So the Rajban Ritva say amoyre deki yisod. Yesh bechlal mokei maksav avir vigilyen shebein shita leshita v'loi kami boi leklal sherei letzoyrech ksavu sheye nikar v'nikre. The space is in between the oisiyas, the shuris. That is essential for the ksav. So the kedusha of this is al yedei ksav. So that is poshet when the ksav becomes nimchak, it's nifka the kedusha. The whole shayla was on the noy of the Sefer Torah, the lamayla lamata, which is no shaykhus with the ksav. There the Gemara clear the shayla of this noy Sefer Torah that was niskadish, if matzilin bishviloi, that the Gemara says from here is no raiv, because here it could be speaking about the guy is bishodi.